this bulletin, Indigenous experts gather in Darwin for landmark land and water management forum. The Prime Minister says Australia has secured support for the Pacific Policing Initiative. And Sudan's war marks 500 days of conflict, a conflict that's prompted the world's largest food crisis. People from across the country have converged on Darwin for the First Nations Land and Water Management Conference. The conference began with Larrakia Saltwater Welcome Ceremony, where delegates shared their essence with the sea. More than 600 water managers will spend the next 2 days sharing and showcasing their achievements looking after country. With water reserves under pressure from agriculture, mining, and climate change, the forum will focus on strengthening land and water management through culture, new technology, and future planning. Minister for Indigenous Australians, Malandiri McCarthy, says safeguarding the local environment benefits everyone.
This forum also provides an important opportunity to hear from Indigenous land managers about their work so stronger programs can be developed, leading to better outcomes for country. Caring for country is also an important way to achieve cultural, social, environmental and economic benefits. Caring for country provides valuable work and income that supports families and communities.
A 12-year-long fight for native title in Western New South Wales has at long last been recognised by the federal court. The determination was handed down in an open-air federal court ceremony on country in Cobar. The ruling covers more than 95,000 square kilometres and recognises the native title rights of Nyemba, Nyampa, Wangapuna and Wailuan peoples. The non-exclusive native title includes rights to access the land, hunt, fish and gather resources, as well as engage in cultural activities. The Federal Opposition spokesperson for Indigenous Australians has again raised calls for a government inquiry into the effectiveness of Indigenous land councils. Coalition Senator Jacinta Nampijipa-Price and several Arandi elders have argued that poor governance and a lack of accountability has led to traditional owners feeling their views are not represented by the councils. Federal MP for the NT division of Lingiari, Marion Scrimger, has previously claimed that Senator Price was fueled by a so-called personal vendetta against land councils, arguing the bodies are already under immense scrutiny. But Ms. Price says the government needs to heed her calls for more transparency.
There is a lot of concern around the lack of accountability, the lack of transparency with the way in which land councils are being governed in this country, and particularly the concerns that have been brought to me by traditional owners with regard to the Central Land Council. There has been allegations of bullying, intimidation, misconduct. Traditional owners do not feel like they're being heard. There is now an appetite for groups to want to have their own land councils.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia has secured support for the Pacific Policing Initiative. The Pacific Policing Initiative will establish a multinational force which would be drawn from across the Pacific Islands and based in Northern Australia and establish training centres of excellence across the Pacific. Australia will commit approximately $400 million over 5 years to the initiative. Mr. Albanese says the initiative was a priority for Australia heading into the Pacific Island Forum.
This is something that has arisen from the Pacific family to look after the Pacific family ourselves. Our Pacific neighbours stand with each other and we help each other in times of need. And it is good that this morning we endorse the Pacific Policing Initiative.
And Australia and Tuvalu are expected to announce later today that the Falapeli Union Treaty has entered into force on the sidelines of the Pacific Island Forum Leaders Meeting in Tonga. Under the agreement, Australia will offer up to 280 visas to Tuvaluans each year to build lives in Australia, fund climate adaptation and develop projects. Tuvalu's Prime Minister Feleti Teo says it's a groundbreaking arrangement. The pact was announced at last year's Pacific Islands Forum meeting in November 2023 in the Cook Islands. It has been 500 days since the start of the conflict in Sudan that has plunged the African nation into the world's biggest food crisis. The war between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces began in the nation's capital of Khartoum and rapidly spread out through the entire nation. Data from the United Nations shows over 10 million people have been displaced due to the ongoing conflict that has led thousands of people dead, destroying critical infrastructure in the country. Speaking to SBS, Médecins Sans Frontières Emergency Coordinator to Port Sudan, Esperanza Santos, says the situation is critical.
Now what we are seeing is that the food security, like clean access to clean water, access to basic services as health, are a challenge for many of the population in Sudan. In some areas, especially like food insecurity and malnutrition, are reaching very high levels.
Ukraine's top general, Alexander Sirsky, says Ukraine has captured 100 settlements during its three-week-long incursion in Russia's Kursk region. He says 194 Russian servicemen were also captured during the operation. Meanwhile, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency has visited a nuclear power plant in Kursk. Rafael Grossi says there is a risk of nuclear incident over nuclear incident due to the fighting in the area.
The core of the reactor containing nuclear material is protected just by a normal roof. This makes it extremely exposed and fragile, for example, to an artillery impact or a drone or a missile.
Back home, supermarket giant Woolworths has announced its commitment to net zero deforestation by 2025 as its annual report was released today. The report states that by December 31st, 2025, Woolworths will source high-risk commodities, which includes products such as beef, paper, cocoa and coffee from net-zero deforestation supply chains. Senior campaigner at Greenpeace Australia Pacific, Gemma Plassman, told SBS that the environmental advocacy group welcomes the news, particularly as 100 million native animals are killed or injured every year from deforestation alone. Ms. Plassman says the target aligns with the global science-based targets, which sets targets to reduce emissions in its supply chain.
The number one driver of deforestation is beef production, and supermarkets like Woolies are some of the biggest beef buyers in Australia. So with a strong implementation plan for this very strong commitment, Woolworths can make a considerable difference in helping the destruction of our forests, helping to end the destruction of our forests, and also the associated emissions from deforestation, which are significant.
Woolworths initiative follows Aldi's move earlier this year to roll out the destruction of all ecosystems, including native bushland. And Australia's southeast is being battered by strong and damaging winds with gusts of up to 130 kilometres an hour. ACS Victoria's Chief Officer of Operations, Weebush Tim, has told Channel 9 there have already been 500 requests for assistance. And on a lighter note, Paloa Mann from Lotrita has become the first Indigenous Australian to win the Mr. Universe International Beauty Pageant. John Berry was crowned Mr. Universe at the contest that took place in India on Sunday night. No stranger to the stage, the model, actor and comedian has represented the country before at the 2019 Mr. World contest. The Mr. Universe competition is not without controversy, as Johnny was banned from wearing the Aboriginal flag due to copyright issues. And to sport in football, Mary Fowler says she feels disappointed for the way things went for the Matildas at the Paris Olympics. The Tillies were eliminated in group stage with just one win and two losses following matches against Germany, Zambia and the United States. The elimination led to the resignation of team manager Tony Gustafsson, with Football Australia currently in the process of searching for his replacement. Speaking to Channel 10 ahead of a friendly football tournament in Perth with her club Manchester City, Fola says her and her teammates wanted to do more at the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's hard looking back at the Olympics not to feel disappointed with, you know, the results from that. You know, it's obviously like a very proud moment being there, you know, second time round. Like, I was really grateful for that experience, so definitely still trying to take positives from it as well. I think it is hard, you know, when you don't succeed in the way that you wanted to.
Now, having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, a sunny day, 38 degrees, Perth, partly cloudy, 21, Adelaide, a shower, 2:17, Melbourne, similar conditions, 18, Hobart, showers easing and 12 degrees, Albury Wodonga, light rain, 16, Canberra, partly cloudy, 18, Wollongong, sunny, a top of 25, Sydney, mostly sunny, 28, Newcastle, also sunny, 29, Brisbane, similar conditions, 31 degrees, and Townsville, mostly cloudy, 27, Cairns, a shower or 2:28, Alice Springs, sunny and a top of 34, Darwin, same forecast with 34 degrees as well, and the Torres Strait Islands, a sunny day ahead and a top of 31 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.